to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Where's Barack Obama on these issues? You can't find his plans on some of the most pressing financial issues of our country. For example, where's Barack Obama's plan on Social Security reform, Medicare reform, Medicaid reform? In fact, I'll offer a prize tonight to anybody in this auditorium or anyone watching on television. If you can find Barack Obama's specific plan on any of those items, I will come to your house and cook you dinner.
All right. Get Tim Pawlenty to come to your house for dinner. A Thursday night GOP debate in the focus as we get into the Talk Radio Countdown review of all of the top 10 items this week. Week of August 8th to the 12th, 2011. Presidential race among the top items on this week's countdown. By the way, if you want Tim Pawlenty to come and cook dinner for you, just go to whitehouse.gov and click on issues and then click on health care. He won't like or agree with the information there, but that's what he was looking for. Send in the link and he owes you dinner. There's a little tip for you. Doug Steffen here. Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. The rundown of the top 10 determined by Talkers Magazine and my staff at Steffen Multimedia that produces this program every week. So let's see here. Going through the list, sports talk radio. Baseball doing well. NFL preseason. People excited about that. Who is watching? Who's listening? That's at the top of the list. Number nine, that strike at Verizon. Poor fellas, they are doing such a great job. They need more money. And this is a great time in this super economy to be looking for it. So a lot of people have great sympathy for them, as you can imagine. The Bin Laden movie controversy, number eight, pretty interesting story there. Unrest in Syria, number seven, it's the same old blah, blah. The situation in Afghanistan, especially the military deaths, a lot of people asking why the heck are we still there. That's number six. Number five, the Wisconsin recall election, which didn't work for the Democrats, i.e. all the people that were on the recall ballot were left in their places. What's going on in England, London, et cetera, number four. Presidential race, number three. Number two, concern over the federal debt and the focus on politicians that are in right now. If the election were today, if you are to believe the polls anyway, a scant 1 out of 10 would be reelected. That's got to be pretty sobering. And the financial markets, number one. So let's spend some time on that, starting with talk host Don Wade and his wife, Roma. Here they talk to Larry Kudlow from CNBC, the financial channel, about the roller coaster ride this week in the markets.
I want to get the Larry Kudlow personal reaction to the market upheaval, let's say. I know you probably own stocks and you own bonds. What does Larry Kudlow do when you look at the market and the bottom has just fallen out and you look at your own personal portfolio and you just see you lost 5 to 10% of what you own? Wow. Do you drink heavily?
No.
Do you take a pill?
I haven't had a drink in 16 years.
Okay, do you take a pill? Do you just ignore it?
I acceptance is the answer to all my problems. I just deal with it. And let's not forget, first of all, I own index funds. I own a very diverse portfolio of index funds, both domestic and international. Anchors on CNBC, and I'm reporters. We can't trade the market. That's a part of our deal. So I'm off, yeah, like everybody else. I'm up 75% or so from the lows of September 2009. Let's not forget that.
Yeah.
And I don't recall precisely when I got these index funds, but it's been, I don't know, 10 or 12 years. I haven't made a lot of money. Haven't lost a lot of money. I'm kind of flat on the period. I'm going to stay long. There's nothing I've seen that says I don't want to go to cash because I don't get paid for being in cash.
Right.
So I'm just going to stay right where I am. This could turn out to be a bear market. I mean, April 29th was the peak. We're close to 20% down from there. That was the day Bernanke's press conference where he announced the end of QE2 and the likelihood of no more QE3. And certain things that should have happened have, in fact, happened. For example, the dollar has been stable instead of falling. Oil has gone down instead of up. And the economy has slowed. And in some sense, that's what you would have expected to happen. It was actually a de facto tightening by the Fed. The only one that behaved out of that analysis was gold. Gold is just booming and soaring right now. And
yeah.
Makes Don very happy.
Yeah, I'm not very confident about gold. I don't know. Gold is just too parabolic for my taste. I always own a little gold, but I wouldn't mess with
it. It's over 1,800.
Yeah, no, I know. It's
crazy.
It's a negative vote on currencies.
Yeah.
It's a very big worry about various government and banking defaults. I understand that. It's a fear trade, but I'm not rushing into gold. I think, for my money, there are an awful lot of cheap American companies and sectors right now. This, to me, is a vastly oversold market, and I would be, if I were in that game, I would be a buyer. I might buy slowly. I don't want to fight the tape. I respect this terrible decline. I know how bad the psychology is, but I think we're close to the bottom, and I would not be a seller, for heaven's sakes. I'd probably be looking to buy, and there's no better place to start than dividend-yielding stocks, which are, you know, compared to treasuries, look great. But look, America is profitable. Our companies are very profitable with huge cash hoards. They're in good shape. That's the backbone of business.
So there's a pretty upbeat overview from Larry Kudlow about the markets, and we'd probably be well served to listen to him. He certainly is no fan of Obama's. It's not about, well, it is kind of about Obama to a certain extent, but it's more about you and the security of the country. And this whole business, I thought that was, we chose that because it looks at things, you know, that are reality-based and not all of this fluff and thunder and booming and banging around by all these clowns that don't know anything. And I'm not necessarily a big fan of his. I just think that he's got the right attitude, and he's been doing this for a long time. So perhaps you are all well off to have heeded what he said. If you did, fine. If you didn't, hey. It's your dough, 800-510-8255, as we continue to talk about the items this week that are on top of the list of hot items on the Talk Radio Review.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
With the price of gas skyrocketing, I'm glad the Sears Auto Center offered me advice on which types of motor oil can help reduce engine friction and improve my car's efficiency, which is something I could really use right now.
This Friday and Saturday, head into Sears Auto Center for great savings. Get a conventional Valvoline oil change for only $19.99 with no shop or disposal fees. Plus, save $50 on any cargo carrier over $199. And save on all tires, all tire sizes, all tire brands. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
Save big
during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on Iams cat food in 16 to 20 pound bags, including Iams Healthy Naturals chicken and salmon formulas made with real chicken, wholesome grains, and fruits and vegetables. Try Iams today because healthy never tasted so good. Don't miss this great Iams deal, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid through August 21st.
Number two on the countdown this week is the concern over our debt. Here, radio host Steve Courtney talks to Congressman Dave Camp of Michigan about his appointment to the super committee.
I think that Speaker Boehner, puts you on this panel because you're from Michigan. And Lord knows we have been to, well, you know where and back. Just released, one out of every 417 households in the great state of Michigan received a foreclosure notice in July. We have obviously gone through our problems with unemployment and continue to. And I just get the sense, Congressman Camp, that this country, as we turn our eyes to Washington, you know, unfortunately, walk away thinking, you know, what are they going to do for us? This is the reason we have elected them. And yet, at every turn, there just seems to be disappointment. And at the same time, what we're seeing in Washington is nothing but finger-pointing.
Well, you could spend a lot of time on finger-pointing. A lot of people do. Michigan, we are in our, year eight of really high unemployment, double-digit, and we understand more than a lot of other places in the country how difficult this is. I think what we have to do is try to find ways to grow our economy. And I'm going to look at every issue that comes before this committee through the prism of how does this help the private sector grow and create the kind of jobs that we need to see. That's sort of the backdrop I'm going to look at everything at.
Well, it's interesting that in this day and age, Congressman, that I guess for every job opening in the state, there's four people that are vying for that position. In regular times, I guess it comes down to, you know, two fighting for an open job. Is there a plan? I think that's what we need to know. And, you know, certainly I don't mean to put you on the spot, Congressman Camp, because Lord knows you have your work cut out for you. And with your background here from the great state of Michigan, I think you're going to do well. But that being said, I think that's what we need to do is find out, is there a plan?
Well, we haven't met yet in this committee, and I look forward to doing that soon. We'll probably begin our work before Congress goes back. I think we'll start as soon as we can. Get together. But there's been a lot of good ideas out there, whether it's the Bold Simpson Commission, whether it was the Vice President Biden-led group that came up with a number of ideas. There have been both official and non-official reports and ideas out there. We obviously need to reach out around the country and get the best ideas we can, but we know the direction we need to take. We need to have policies that reduce our short-term and long-term obligations as the federal government, and we need to have policies that help grow our economy and create the jobs that we need to see in the private sector. That's how we get a better America for all of us.
All right, so there's a lot of blah, blah there. The super committee looks like more and more people are getting appointed to it, so it'll get ready onto the task here. Here's host Rick Roberts with Vic Ratner from ABC about this super committee.
You know, I'm hearing a lot of criticism about this new super committee. Is it nothing more than a bureaucracy within a bureaucracy? What's the intent here?
Well, the Republicans named their members of the committee today. And what we can say about these people is that they are serious lawmakers, that they have experience, and they have know-how. Give you just a couple of examples. In the Senate delegation, Senator John Kyle of Arizona, member of the Republican leadership, he was in the Biden budget talks that came up with $1 trillion in deficit reduction, so he knows where the numbers go. Another member of that group, Senator Rob Portman, was a former White House budget director, so he knows where the numbers go.
All right. So as you look around here, you try to figure out what this group is going to do. It's not particularly comforting to have the president continuing to blame political impasse. He's like a child with this. Have you noticed? It's just the same stuff. He looks like he's acting immature because he doesn't understand how to do the job. More coming up here, the presidential race, in fact, in the focus next.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop!
Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Hey, Bill, pick up line 3. It's Brian.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Brian here.
Thanks. Hey, Bill, I just received my shipment of the Safety Net, our full-year emergency food system. I can't tell you how great it feels to personally not have to worry anymore, especially with the growing threats to our everyday food supply.
Brian, not only are you getting 4,320 nutritionally dense, delicious food servings, but the individual serving price is just $1.43 per meal. It's truly great tasting food at amazing prices.
The variety is also a huge bonus, Bill. It's like having access to a full menu of impressive food.
Well, it really is a safety net for those worried about the coming food shortages and how their families can prepare.
It's great knowing I'm covered for the future, but I gotta go, Bill, and get all this food unloaded.
With scorching heat devastating U.S. cropland, there's never been a better time to visit safetynetsavings.com. That's safetynetsavings.com. Visit safetynetsavings.com today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here reviewing the hot hits, the charts for this past week in Talk Radio, the items that people are talking about on the top of the list, a lot of other things going on. Let's bounce around a little bit here. Go to number 5, Ed Schultz disagreeing with the way Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is spinning the recall elections, Wisconsin recall election number 5 this week.
Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin believes election results are a vindication of his policies.
I think when people saw the facts and they saw that our finances are better, the economy is improving in our state at a much faster pace than the national level, and that ultimately our schools and local governments are going to fare better, the best thing is to keep coming back to the facts. Results matter.
All right, well, let's hold it right there. Let's talk about some facts. As Governor Walker's policies have begun to actually take effect, the state's economy, unemployment, has risen. Did you get that, folks? It's gone up. It was 7.3% in April. It rose to 7.4% in May. And in June, it rose again to 7.6%. If you were dealing with money, would you consider that an increase? I think so. In June, it rose at twice the rate as it did nationally. Wisconsin's unemployment rate is still below the national average, but under Scott Walker, it is going in the wrong direction. Correct me if I'm wrong, Governor's office. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm not. And as far as balancing his state's budget on the backs of the middle class, Walker will find out if voters approve of that when his name comes up for recall. The effort to recall Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker will go forward. Wisconsin's Democratic Party Chairman Mike Tate put it this way. If we can do all of this against entrenched Republicans on their own home turf, imagine our success when all Wisconsin can have its voice heard on Governor Walker's extreme divisive agenda. Governor Walker thinks everything will all calm down now.
I think the biggest thing, you know, with the elections over, you're going to see a lot of the outside influence, the money that came in from outside of Wisconsin and all the different parties that are in from outside of Wisconsin. They're going to move on to other states. They're going to move on to other issues, whether it's in Washington or other state houses. And we can get back to work here.
Sure they are. Funny thing, hearing Walker complain about outside money when it was the Republican side that had the money pouring into the state to the tune of nearly $40 million.
All right, so Ed doesn't like the results. Interesting if you're in Wisconsin to get your read on it, 800-510-8255. And then there's number 8 this week on the countdown, the Bin Laden movie flap. Here is host John Gambling with Congressman Peter King, who's pretty upset about the information that was leaked by the White House.
So what's your problem with this SEAL movie?
Well, my problem is that real concern is that we're going to have sensitive information disclosed to a Hollywood director and producer for the last 90 days. And by the way, I gave President Obama a tremendous credit for what he did as far as killing Bin Laden. So this is not to begrudge President Obama any credit, but in the 95, 96 days since then, this administration has allowed so much classified, sensitive information to come out. Even the fact that it was Navy SEALs involved, it was SEAL Team 6, none of that should have been made public. There was information disclosed about people in Pakistan who were working with us. There was a story in the New York Magazine last week, which was going minute by minute, how our helicopters evaded Pakistani air defenses and radar systems. Admiral Mullen, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and Secretary Gates, and Admiral Olson from Special Operations, all saying that you have to stop this. There is too much sensitive information coming out that's putting American lives at risk. And then we find out that there's a deal with a Hollywood movie on the raid. And so I wanted the Inspector General in the Defense Department and the CIA to lay out specifically what precautions are in place, who's going to be talking to whom, who's going to be vetting the information, who's going to make sure that nothing at all sensitive is given out. Because, despite what Jay Carney said yesterday, this administration has been disclosing all sorts of sensitive information. And then you find out the movie is going to be coming out 3 weeks before Election Day. I think we have real concerns here.
All right. I'm not a big fan of Peter King's, but he brings up some good points there. What do you think? 800-510-8255. Back to the presidential race. Lots of things from the Thursday night debate. We'll have it next.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network installed free. Plus your choice of HBO, Cinemax, or Starz free for 3 months. If you call in right now, Dish Network will also throw in free HD for life. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-842-1870. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $24.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-842-1870. That's 800-842-1870. Again, 800-842-1870. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
For America's wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. Making the transition back to civilian life or active duty with a traumatic injury can be the challenge of a lifetime. The USO provides every American a way to support our wounded warriors and their families through every phase of their medical treatment and rehabilitation. It's how all of us, as a community, can give something back to our heroes. It's how we can say thank you and assure them that their sacrifice is recognized and appreciated by every one of us. Join us. Visit USO.org to learn how you can make a difference in the lives of our wounded warriors and their families. The USO, until everyone comes home.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, we're buzzing through. It's amazing that we've been through another week, isn't it? Just amazing how the time is going. And so as we review some of the stories here, financial markets in an unstable position, and that's because of the debt concerns, and a lot of the presidential GOP candidates are talking about that. So let's get the skinny on the Thursday night GOP debate. Listen to as many of the participants as we can here, as time allows, starting off with Michelle Bachmann, who says she can get the economy going in 3 months.
We can start to see recovery within 3 months, not the whole recovery, but we can begin to see it if we put into place what we know to be true. Number one, we should not have increased the debt ceiling. In the last 2 months, I was leading on the issue of not increasing the debt ceiling. That turned out to be the right answer. And this is part of the movement that we're seeing all across the country. I've been leading that movement. I've been giving it voice. And it's not just Republicans. It's disaffected Democrats. It's independents. It's libertarians. All coming together, apolitical people. Because 2 days from now, Brett, we get to send a message to Barack Obama. And the message is this. You are finished in 2012, and you will be a one-term president.
Well, the usual bunch of pap there from her. Bear, by the way, is Brett Bear, who was the moderator of the debate. Okay, moving on now to Mitt Romney. He talked about what needs to be done.
If you spend your life in the private sector and you understand how jobs come and how they go, you understand that what President Obama has done is the exact opposite of what the economy needed to be done. Almost every action he took made it harder for entrepreneurs to build businesses, for banks to make loans, for businesses to hire and to build more capital. What needs to be done, there are really 7 things that come to mind. One is to make sure our corporate tax rates are competitive with other nations. Number two is to make sure that our regulations and bureaucracy works not just for the bureaucrats in Washington, but for the businesses that are trying to grow. Number three is to have trade policies that work for us, not just for our opponents. Number four is to have an energy policy that gets us energy secure. Number five is to have the rule of law. 6 great institutions that build human capital, because capitalism is also about people, not just capital and physical goods. And number 7 is to have a government that doesn't spend more money than it takes in. And I'll do it.
All right, so there's Mitt Romney, Interesting. I just made a few notes on what he had said because I haven't heard most of what was in this debate. Business, entrepreneurial focus. We have way too much government regulation, do we not? Way too much. Any of us who are small business people know that the bureaucrats win and you always lose. Energy policy, the free enterprise system. I'm interested in having people debate that versus capitalism, something that most Americans don't even understand. How does that all work? It starts, your small business is free enterprise, and that's where it starts. Okay, so next up, I said Brett Baer is the moderator of this. He asks Ron Paul about the S&P downgrade.
When Standard & Poor's downgraded the country's credit rating last week, one of the reasons S&P listed was because of partisan gridlock in Washington. Congressman, what specific things would you do as president to increase growth, calm the markets, create jobs that could pass through a divided Congress?
Well, they didn't downgrade it mainly because they couldn't come to a conclusion. They couldn't come to a conclusion because they didn't know what was going on. The country's bankrupt and nobody wanted to admit it. And when you're bankrupt, you can't keep spending. And all these proposed cuts weren't cuts at all. What you have to do is restore sound money. You have to understand why you have a business cycle, why you have booms and busts. If you don't do that, there's no way you can solve this problem. And the booms and busts comes from a failed monetary system. The interest rates that are way lower than they should be encourages malinvestment and debt. And to get out of that, all this other tinkering, you cannot do that unless you liquidate debt. You don't bail out the people that are bankrupt and dump the debt on the people. That is what's happened. So you have to allow liquidation of debt, eliminate the malinvestment, then you go back and you can get growth again by having a better tax structure, lower taxes, invite capital back into this country, get a lot less regulations, and under those conditions, you can have growth again.
And you can get it through a divided Congress.
Well, the divided Congress will exist for a long time to come. Yes, you would have to get it through a divided Congress. But the one thing is, if you approach it constitutionally, if you approach this on the principles of liberty, you can bring people together. If we have to cut, maybe we wouldn't be so determined that you can't cut one nickel out of the militarism around the world. Neither the Democrats or the Republicans want to cut that. So if you want to cut, you have to put the militarism on the table as well.
He's my guy. Just throwing it out there in case you wonder. It's Ron Paul, 800-510-8255. Of all the people, he's the one who is the most sincere, makes the most sense, has the most experience. Okay, I don't discount Herman Cain, a long shot for sure, but when it comes to ideas, if you really listen to him, doesn't he really talk the game? Maybe the reason that he has a problem with Republicans is because he's black. Not many people are going to say that, but that is a reality. Here he is talking about what he'd do to restart the economy in this Thursday night GOP debate.
What one specific thing would President Cain do first to restart the economic engine? And again, with the caveat, that one thing would have to get through a divided Congress.
Make the tax rates permanent. That's one of the four-point plans, because the business sector is the economic engine. You have the group that's talking about spending. You have the group that's talking about cutting. I represent growth, and it starts with the business sector putting fuel in the engine. In addition to that one thing that you asked me to identify, we must have a maximum tax rate for corporations and individuals of 25%. Take the capital gains tax rate to zero. Take the tax on repatriated profits to zero. Make them permanent and uncertainty back into this economy, and I believe we can turn it around. And one other thing, we don't have an option to wait longer than 90 days. It is imperative that we get this economy going in 90 days with the next president of the United States of America.
All right, so that's Herman Cain. Up next here, the discussion focuses on John Huntsman, who was asked where his economic plan is.
You told the New Hampshire union leader recently you intend to convene a, quote, council of business leaders to figure out what's needed to improve our economy. Governor, you've essentially been running for president for 3 months now. We checked your website. We were unable to find a detailed plan. In the middle of an economic crisis, shouldn't you already have a pretty detailed plan by now?
The plan you will find on our website, it is coming. We have been in the race only for a month and a half.
But here's what I intend to do. I intend to do exactly what I did as governor of the state of Utah. We took a good state and we made it number one in this country in terms of job creation. If you want to know what I'm going to do, I'm going to do exactly what I did as governor. It's called leadership. It's called looking at how the free market system works. It's creating a competitive environment that speaks to growth. We cut taxes historically. We didn't just cut them. We cut them historically. We created the most business-friendly environment in the entire country. We were the best managed state in the country. We maintained a AAA bond rating, all of the things this country so desperately needs. When you look at me and you ask, what is that guy going to do? Look at what I did as governor. That is exactly what I'm going to do, and it's exactly what this country needs right now.
All right, lots of talk, blah, blah. Ron Paul, number one. Herman Cain, number two. That'd be a good ticket even, I think. All right, so let's go to Newt Gingrich, who was, yeah, he's still around. He explained why he's more qualified. All right, Newster, go ahead.
This coming Saturday is the 30th anniversary of Ronald Reagan signing the Kemp-Roth tax cut, which was done with divided government. I was part of that effort in the House where the Democrats were in control. He did it by going to the American people with clarity, creating a sense of urgency, bringing pressure to bear on the Democratic congressman, and building a bipartisan majority. That tax cut led to 7 years of growth, which in our current economy would be the equivalent of adding 25 million jobs, $4.4 trillion a year to the economy, and $800 billion in new federal revenue. A decade later, as Speaker of the House, we had divided government. We negotiated with Bill Clinton. He vetoed welfare reform twice. We passed it three times. He signed it the third time. Largest entitlement reform of your lifetime. We passed the first tax cut in 16 years. The largest capital gains tax cut in history. Unemployment dropped to 4.2%. How would the country feel today at 4.2% unemployment? That's my credential.
Wow. He's the only one who brought up Ronald Reagan. That's because he got no ideas on his own. And he's a smart guy, but he's just washed up. Speaking of that, here is this is Rick Santorum talking about Tim Pawlenty. Both of these guys are washed up, don't you think?
Governor Pawlenty says America can quickly grow 5% a year for 10 years with the right mix of policies. Is he right?
America has unbounded potential, and I think putting a limit on that potential, we've grown at faster rates than that. For me, it's been a focus on one thing as I've traveled to now 68 counties in the state of Iowa, 50 in the last 14 days, working and meeting with the people of Iowa, and I've been talking to them about what we're going to do to grow the manufacturing sector of this economy. When I grew up in Butler, Pennsylvania, a little steel town, 21% of the people of this country worked in manufacturing. It's now 9. If you want to know where the middle of America went, it went to China, it went to Malaysia, it went to Indonesia. We need to bring it back. I put together a 4-point plan to do it, including energy, producing more energy, because, of course, manufacturers use more energy than just about everybody else in the business world. But the big thing I've proposed is to take the corporate rate, which makes us uncompetitive, particularly in exporting goods, take the corporate rate and cut it to zero for manufacturers. You want to create opportunity for businesses and manufacturing to grow, cut that tax to zero, our jobs will come back.
You know, there's something to be said for that. What the economists from the world of professorial reality think versus what actually goes on, pretty interesting. And if you understand the anger, if you look on some of the bigger campuses, the business departments, and the anger that's coming from profs, the way they're calling people names, is the debate has gotten pretty sick. All right, so we got all of these people. The only one missing was Rick Perry, who apparently is going to declare this weekend. This is how I would rate this. So let me ask you, the poll actually over the weekend at DougStephan.com, which we hope you'll go visit and participate in, asks who won the GOP debate on Thursday. Was it A, Michelle Bachmann, B, Herman Cain, C, Newt Gingrich, D, John Huntsman, E, Ron Paul, F, Tim Pawlenty, G, Mitt Romney, H, Rick Santorum, I, there was a debate. Check out the news, the story, the backgrounder at DougStephan.com.
What you're about to hear are the real experiences of women over 40 who finally lost weight by becoming hormonally balanced again.
I lost 20 pounds.
I lost 40 pounds.
I lost 55 pounds.
I went from a size 14 to a size 8.
Their secret is Amberen, the revolutionary formula for women over 40 that balances hormones naturally. The leading cause of weight gain over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But Amberen restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall right off, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Amberen eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, difficulty concentrating, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-685-0205. That's 1-800-685-0205. 1-800-685-0205.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you, and the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave Desert, nor the dust and dirt of a Texas rodeo, nor the glare of the bright lights of Broadway can keep you from having the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's C-R-I-Z-A-L. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Final round time. If two's company and three's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckles?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
You're scaring the children.
800-510-8255 on the countdown. We're going through the items in the top 10 list this week. The London riots. Talk host Michael Brown here with a focus on London and England and what's happening there.
You've heard all about the riots in London, right? You've seen the pictures. I mean, Brian Williams, NBC Nightly News, they've carried them. Fox News has carried them. Everybody's talking about London, London, London. Here are all these riots going on. Folks, it's happening here. It hasn't gotten that big yet. It hasn't gotten that spectacular yet, but it is happening here. We have these flash mobs. I've seen the videos of flash mobs where you might be in a shopping mall, particularly at Christmas time, and the flash mobs have organized and they're sitting in the food court. And at the appointed time, they all stand up and begin to sing the Hallelujah Chorus. I mean, it's a great thing. I think they're great. But now here's what flash mobs are doing. Okay, the sun's rising. You're on your way to work. You decide to stop at the convenience store, and you're going to walk in and get, I don't know, some healthy donuts or something and a cup of coffee. And as you've gotten your coffee, you're meandering up and down the aisles to see what kind of sugar high you can get on. And all of a sudden, as you're looking down at whatever's in the aisle, you hear the doors of the convenience store slam open, crashing against the walls. And you look up, and you see 15, 20, 30, 40 numbnuts coming running through the store, pushing you aside, grabbing everything off the aisle, shoving people around, stuffing their coats in their pants with whatever they can get, and within 2, 3, 4 minutes, they disappear. That poor store owner has just lost $15,000, $20,000 worth of merchandise. The cops haven't been able to make any arrests. You've gotten the you-know-what scared out of you, and they've gotten by with mayhem. They've gotten by. They have crossed that thin blue line. They have crossed that line that says we are a civilized society.
I think we have some of this stuff headed our way. I think maybe he's right about that. It's 51 past.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
A brother won't live there. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Why don't want me to live again? Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. The Verizon strike is the number nine item on the countdown this week. They're doing such a, I said this with tongue-in-cheek, obviously, before, but you got to wonder about any company, anybody, anywhere going on strike in this economy, even if the company itself is doing well. How many of you are satisfied with Verizon as a service provider? I have them probably spend $40,000 a year on their various services. I think they're awful. They're the best of a bad lot. And so it's interesting to see that this group of people working for Verizon is as immature as they are. This alone will get me to cancel my stuff with Verizon. Here is a report on this. It's number nine item this week in the countdown from CNN, where the reporter focuses on the vandalism that these striking workers are involved in, the sabotage that's being committed by some of these 46,000 striking Verizon workers.
D.C. resident Bill Powers this morning had no cable, phone, or internet service. He went outside and found a couple of Verizon contractors.
And the one gentleman told me that something inside the box had definitely been sabotaged, and that's why service was lost on a great portion of this block.
In the District of Columbia, nine states, more than 20 acts of vandalism in the last 48 hours. Verizon cable and telephone lines snipped. Cable boxes sabotage. This comes on the third day of a strike involving 45,000 Verizon workers. Workers walked off the job over health care and pensions. Verizon says it's seeking to bring benefits more in line with industry standards. The union's insisting the company is demanding cuts, even as it rakes in billions in profits.
For Verizon customers needing repairs, it can take hours to get someone on the phone.
Thanks for calling Verizon. Please be advised, due to a strike, you may experience significant delays in having your call answered.
Verizon stopped short of blaming the unions for the sabotage, but said it's absurd to think that there is not a connection.
When you cut cables, it's not a crime against a faceless, monolithic company. It is a crime against individual people, American citizens, your neighbors, hospitals, police departments. It's simply not a faceless act. There's a consequence for cutting cables, and those consequences can be fairly severe to those who have been impacted by the cuts.
The Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers are denying their workers had anything to do with the cut lines.
We have absolutely no information that any Verizon workers, our members that are on strike, are involved in any of these instances. So this is more of some gamesmanship on Verizon's part. It's a way to turn the public sentiment against the strikers.
So far, no leads in the investigation, but Verizon says there was a police department in New Jersey and at least one hospital where phones were impacted, not to mention many small businesses that have had their phones and internet disrupted. Verizon's chief security officer says sabotaging the country's communications grid is a federal offense.
All right, so let's see here. A minute or two on the aftermath of what happened in Afghanistan as we round out this hour of the countdown. Here's talk host Ron Rosenbaum with Lieutenant Colonel Joe Rapaya about the crash and the blow to the Navy SEALs.
Have we ever lost 31 men in one day in Afghanistan?
Not in Afghanistan. I think the biggest loss we had up until now was in 2005 when you had another Chinook helicopter shot down and 16 Americans were killed. Four survived, and of those four who survived, three were subsequently killed trying to fight their way to safety. Hmm. A good book by Marcus, I can't think of his last name right now, but he was a lone SEAL to survive that, only because an Afghan farmer took him in wounded and hit him from the Taliban.
Joe, let me ask you a question. I thought I heard a report that, and again, first news is often the least accurate, but it sounded as if a number of these people were Navy SEALs. That's a huge loss. I'm not saying that regular soldiers is not a huge loss, but the amount of time and money and then later skill that these people develop, they're very special people, aren't they?
Yeah. It appears that they were part of Navy Team 6, or SEALs Team 6, which was the same SEALs team that took out Osama bin Laden.
Well, we know there are a lot of there's a lot of consternation about this. I think apparently they got the Taliban who are involved in this, and that's a good thing. So that's the number 6 item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.